For those who aren't sure what they're searching for, you'll know it when you find it.
I knew nothing but shadows, and I thought them to be real. Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Chapter 1. Collins. There were three things that I could see out of my car's windshield, and all of them were ominous. A sharp and jagged mountain range with one point taller than all of the rest, a gray sky with clouds that were undoubtedly full of rain, and a plume of black smoke that was a little too close for comfort. How close? Coming out of the hood of my car, close. "Come on, girl," I whisper hopefully, giving my 2002 Camry a couple of slaps on the dash for good measure. My car was nowhere near the weirdest thing I'd spoken to. 40 more miles, that's it. You can do 40 more miles. Never mind that the 40 more miles were steep, skinny, winding switchbacks that only had one destination, Sweetwater Peak, Wyoming. Nestled in the shadow of the tallest peak in the Elk Spine Mountain Range, Sweetwater Peak was quiet, quirky, and quaint. It was also the last place I wanted to be. As if my car could read my mind, she started to shake and sputter. "Well, that's not a good sign." "I get it," I said. I didn't really take great care of this car. I didn't even remember the last time I drove it. For the past 3 years, it had been covered by a tarp in a storage unit in Meadowlark, about 2 hours south of Sweetwater Peak, which I got to by hitching a ride with a nice couple who were on my flight from Portland to Jackson. They were going to some guest ranch in the area for a week. I liked having the freedom of having my car where I could get to it if I needed to. Without coming all the way home, though, so a storage unit was a good solution. Now that my car sounded and felt like it was going to give out at any moment, though, I regretted not taking my twin sister up on her offer to pick me up from the airport today. But I needed some time to mentally prepare to see Clark and my parents. I love my family. Really, I do. I'm just a firm believer in the whole distance makes the heart grow fonder thing. I've never loved my family more than when I wasn't living in the same town as them. Boundaries worked a hell of a lot better when there were thousands of miles between us. I sighed loudly, but not loud enough that I couldn't hear the rattle that was unmistakably coming from my engine as the car started to slow, even though my foot was still firmly on the gas pedal. Shit. At this point, I didn't have a choice but to pull as far as I could onto the soft shoulder of the road. It wasn't wide enough to fit a whole car, but if I went any farther, the Camry and I would be barrel rolling down the mountain. I got out of the car and slammed the door a little harder than I needed to before walking to the front of the hood. I knew a little bit about cars, like how to check my oil and change my own tire, but I didn't even know where to start with the black smoke situation. "Maybe this is a sign," I muttered to no one in particular. If I had any company of the, specter variety, they hadn't made themselves known yet. But it was only a matter of time as I got closer to Sweetwater Peak. Maybe I should just hop in the car, throw it in neutral, and coast back down the mountain. Thunder boomed around me, and I felt its reverberation in my chest, like I was right next to the speakers at a concert. I took a deep breath before I popped the hood and was promptly enveloped in the smoke. My lungs burned as it wrapped around me, and I started to cough as I stepped back and tried to fan it away. I wasn't clear of it until I was 10 feet in front of my car, and even then, I spent an embarrassing amount of time with my hands on my knees hacking. "Can't cough. Catch. Hack. A fucking cough. Break. Can you, Collins?" I pulled my phone out of my back pocket and looked at the top right corner. No service. Of course. There was a pocket of cell phone service in Sweetwater Peak, but it didn't extend very far outward. The last hour of the drive was a dead zone. There was a string of texts from Clark on my screen. The last one was delivered an hour and a half ago. Lars. "Remember how you said you were going to be here before noon?" Lars. "Weird that it's almost 5 and you're still not here." Lars. "You're not even here yet, and you're already giving me premature gray hair."